and Taz was sharing about how, you know, normal people can hide, but if you got distinct markings on you, you probably can't hide very well.
Distinct markings. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. It's a good thing though. It's for me. It is. I need as much accountability as it's not easy. It's, you know, like I thought being a Christian when you were weak or this. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Anybody could be a knucklehead and go out and be stupid and just follow the protocol of being stupid. You know.
Yeah.
Taking care. You know, it's hard. I mean, it's. But the reward is eternal.
Exactly.
It's an eternal reward. Nothing in this world gives you eternal reward. Nothing.
Yeah.
And once you figure that out, then it makes it like, you know, and then God guides you through, the Holy Spirit, He guides you through life, you know.
Yeah.
Am I perfect? No. Does God want me to be perfect? No.
Right.
But, that, you know, that's what we do. One day at a time, we do this, we do that, we do anything to glorify God, you know.
Yeah. We all have issues. Isn't that, that's not going to go away.
Yes.
We're all trying to live this human life.
Right.
And we don't know what's around the corner. There's surprises, there's, you know, hiccups, there's all kinds of things that happen around the corner. But we also know that there's a supernatural also. There's a supernatural world out there. And when you are making an impact in this world, probably as big as an impact as any pastor or you would make, there's assaults as well. That's not
Yeah, I'm just trying to make my little niche, like my little, whatever God put in front of my, like whatever He's allowing me to do, like that's what I'm going to do. And then this year, my dedication to myself is to do more of what God has, you know, to stay in His path, but like branch it out, you know, like this, other things, you know, like whatever I can do.
Yeah. So now you have Foundation Church and you're the lead pastor. There's a team of pastors.
A couple of us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what is the vision for Foundation Church? You wanna? Is there
That's a good
like
question.
Are you guys just kind of wanting to? I know, of course, you're wanting to win souls. That would be probably the first priority.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, like one of the reasons we started it was because like, so as I'm going into the Rock and I'm inviting my friends who are not safe, so they're coming drunk, they're coming on drugs, they're screaming, they're F-bombing, they're like, you know, probably all the stuff that I did. Well, I didn't do drugs and all that, but they're coming in messed up, they're falling asleep, you know, one guy was drunk, another guy was doing heroin in the parking lot, came in and felt just some, but you know, like, but that's the last stop for people. And so I would see like certain people. It's not the Rock's fault, but I would see certain people like frowning on them, like, oh, I'm a tattoo guy. Well, you must be with these guys. So we had our little niche. So, like, some of the usher greeters were like, oh, you know, weirdos. Well, weirdos, this is our last, it's either death or prison, like, or like insanity or homelessness.
Yeah.
And the church is a place for sick people to go.
Yeah.
And so when you get healthier, you cannot look over and be like, oh. Because then you're forgetting how you were. So we kind of branched off to do a midweek service.
Yeah.
To like accept everybody. Yeah. And even if you were a little bit tilted off, you know, like a little, you know, you might have a teardrop or tattoos, your face or just your whatever, your background. And you know, maybe just a smaller venue, you know.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You know.
So. But yeah, the main purpose of every church is to win souls and disciple them out and reach people.
Yeah.
You
know, do you see yourself like branching out into maybe sending out people?
Hopefully that's what our church is doing, you know, like hopefully that's what we're doing. But it's hard, you know, like it's not easy. Like you have to pray for your pastors, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like it's even for, you know, the stuff that you do, like setting up and coming here and waiting and the videos and it's not easy, and it's probably easier for people to just go, you know what, I don't need to, I'll stay home, I don't watch the football game.
Yeah.
And I would say a large portion of the church is that they go, they attend once in a while, and they go home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that guy, you know. Like, if I'm doing it, I'm all out. Like, you want to be like, out. Let's
you
go.
Tell. I mean, that it shows that you're an all out guy.
I try to be. I'm not. You know, I mean, I want. Yeah.
You make a decision, and this is what you are.
We want tattoos. Let's do it.
Yeah. And this is what this is what I see. And I've been ministering for a very long time. You know, I was in England for 14 years as a senior pastor of a church, and then, you know, before that, all the years of ministry that I did before that. But in doing that, what happens is that, see, I'm way over there in England, and yes, I was a part of, you know, ministering to some of the mafia members, the Cray Twin gangs. You guys, if you're from London,
I know Cray Twins.
The East End, and some of these guys were getting out of prison. It's been a real long time, and so it was about 1996, and they were now coming out of prison, some of these guys, and they're now older, like in their 70s and stuff like that, right? Yeah. They're now reformed, looking for churches, and some are going to, I think, Assemblies of God and stuff like
I
that.
I hope they are.
We met some of them, and boy, the stories that they were telling, and some of the wives were telling, were crazy.
It's no joke.
But I had been now saved for a long time, and I was now out of touch with all the roughness, and I grew up in all the roughness. I'm telling you, I grew up. My dad was a biker, and he was not a Christian biker. He was a biker, like, you know, the Hell's Angels. He wasn't a Hell's Angel though.
Yeah, verify that.
He was not.
No problems.
No. So we, you know, I had lost touch. When you get saved for some time, you kind of lose touch with all of that, you know.
So I don't ever want to, like, put myself in, like, we only deal with the misfits. I deal with anybody: attorney, lawyer, doctor, millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, homeless guy. We have, like, all kinds come into our church.
Yeah.
Cops, attorney, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
The church is for everybody.
Yes.
And what we do, we've been doing, and I said a sermon last week about my race, my economic status, my tattooed people only, AA people only, recovery people only.
Yeah.
I mean, you can relate, but the real church is open to all.
Everybody.
It should be. And the mixture kind of flows together and it blends. You know, that's the only place that we can get together with such differences is the church.
Yes.
Or, you know, maybe a football game, but you're only getting 60,000.
Yeah.
You know.
So what that says about you is that you've been through a whole lot of healing in what you believe and what you think and what you do today. Because if the way that you interact with lawyers and doctors or whoever, you know, all of that, and I know that you do, and then with, you know, people coming in from AA and, you know, they're coming off drugs.
Yeah, you got to be, to be a Christian, you have to be, and in ministry, you got to be versatile. Mm-hmm. You got to be at Walmart and talk. You got to be able to this, traffic light, 7-Eleven, hey, boom, boom, you got to be, you know, and if you stumble and you're missing opportunities.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us to seek opportunities to witness, seek opportunities to do good.
Yeah,
and when I was a seeker, I was seeking all the wrong things. Seeking girls, seeking drugs, drinking, you know, all the stuff that the world tries to tell you to get at.
Yeah.
You know? And matter of fact, I had a girl at our church tell me, she said that, I won't say her name, but she said that, something about that life that I just feel like I'm missing out. I'm like, I can assure you, you're not missing out on anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dangling carrot. Mm-hmm. But once you bite it, you go off a cliff, you know? I mean, I get it. It's enticing. It's nightlife. It's party. It's flashy, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all a facade.
Yeah.
And I bit into the facade.
Yeah. I know.
Halfway.
You don't know that I know, but I know.
We know. Let's say we know.
I met people. No, like I met people that knew you before you were saved.
Oh my God! All right, we're gonna cut the tape. Turn
and they
that
said
off.
There was a girl. She came to my Bible study, and she's like, I go, we're gonna go to the Foundation Church.
All right, that's a wrap.
No, I'm not gonna say anything bad, but I wouldn't put you on the spot like that. But she says, say the name again. Who's the pastor? I go, Jeffrey Tanzel. She goes, She goes, no, no. I'm like, yeah, why? She goes, oh my God, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
I'm scared. She's like, oh, that's your limitation.
She's like, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. And I go, no, why? And she goes, oh no. She goes, he's, are you sure he's saved? I said, yeah, I think so. He's a pastor now.
I should carry like a badge, a Christian badge. Nah, I'm good. I'm good to go.
No, but then she was like, oh my gosh, that's really good. And then she was like, if he's saved, that's a miracle. Like she
that's,
was,
that's a good thing to hear.
Yeah, so she was really like stressing the fact, you don't understand. This is a God.
That's yeah. I hear that. You can tell me all that, and then if you end with that, I'll gladly accept it. I can't deny that, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have a past.
None of us can.
But to end it like that, and matter of fact, the people that we're bringing in, you that guy's going with you? Or I'll put him on Facebook picture. She, so-and-so's going to church? Mm. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah, it's a real deal, you know? And the devil's doing a lot. Nobody likes to get punked. You know, it's a street thing. Don't get punked. Mm-hmm. You're getting punked by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You're falling around like a Pied Piper. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's real drastic, and sometimes it's real subtle. Oh, just don't go. Just have one drink. Smoke a little weed. Do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people are like, you know, real easy, and some people it's like,
yeah. You
know, there are people in prison that did one bizarre thing and ruined their life, and then other people have led a life of crime. You know, like But, you know, but we're versatile.
Exactly, resilient, versatile. Yeah. So here's another thing that I was wanting to talk to you about as well is, you know. We've talked about some of your celebrity status stuff. We talked about your football days. You know, we talked a little bit about that stuff, and we talked about some of your church, you know, things. And you have children as well.
I got a daughter. She's in LA, and then she's going to be a physician's assistant. And then my son lives with me, and the girlfriend, and my granddaughter, she's like 16 months. But baby Elle, yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I met her, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I have another brother, two brothers here, one brother in Florida, and my mom is in New York.
Okay.
So kind of. But I grew up, like, my family, like, we were like, you know, we were dysfunctional, but we were like, we made it happen, you know? Like, four boys, my mom and my dad, you know, middle class. As jacked up as we were, we made it happen. And we were, at the end of the day, we were family.
Yeah.
We were kind of creaster, raised Catholic, you know, when you go to Catholic church, you get pinched and smacked.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, shut up.
Yep, I know.
But, you know, that's where the background in that.
Wow, that's a lot.
But as much as I tell you, I meet people, my story's like a scrub, like,
mm-hmm.
I can't, I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? They're like, I'm like, you know, I get overwhelmed, you know, like, it's like, how are you even like waking up in the morning? Like, it's so hard. It must be, you know?
Yeah, I know. But God is good like that.
Always.
You know, we can't, a lot of it, we can't comprehend. We can't comprehend how we can
Mind
be
blowing.
Forgiven. You know, especially some that have really caused a lot of damage, but you know.
And for the record, women are tougher than men. Men are stronger, like, you know, but women, just seeing my mom and just dealing with the women in the church, they say they're going to be there, they show up. They do they're always helping, they're all, you know, like, they're the core, like, of the church, you know.
Yeah.
Men are supposed to be spiritual leaders, men are supposed to worship with their hands up, like, but, you know, it's a dysfunctional world and everything. So men are being softened.
Yeah.
Women are like being more, you know, it's the whole thing is just getting twisted, and we don't even know, like, a man, you know, like, am I a man? Like, that's the culture that it's twisting everything around.
Yeah.
And I keep hearing people say, oh, things are going to get better. No, it's not going to
get better.
It's going to get way worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's until the return of Jesus, things are going to get way worse. What you see on the news in 2 months, mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something on the news, this woman was in a coma, some guy raped her, and she had But we also live in a society that abortion is legal. Like it goes on and on, but the crimes are just, you know. My day, a bad crime was a bank robber. I was like, oh, bank robber?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just bizarre.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually normal in this world.
Yeah, I know, really, you know.
I'm telling you, you know, people trip on me until they know me, and they're, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just like everybody. Do everything just like you. I just got a weird paint job.
Well, we're glad that you're you know, where you're saved now.
Yeah.
We're glad. And so you got Foundation Church, and you have somebody coming to visit your church.
Oh, man.
And I hate that I have to miss it. I'm so disappointed.
I'm thinking God's going to work in your life to rearrange it. I don't know. But, yeah, we got Chris Cyborg coming. UFC. Now, it's confusing. She held the title, so she technically is the champ or was the champ at one time. Mm-hmm. Currently, right now, she's not the current champ, but she was the champ. So, to me, she's the champ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not only that, she's handling this loss very well. And she's coming to our church this Thursday, the 17th, from 6 to 8. She's going to give her testimony, and it's about overcoming. And life outside the ring, and life goes on, and you know, in 10 years she's not even gonna be fighting, or maybe 5 years, she might even quit today.
Yeah.
But she has a relationship with God, and she has an eternal reward, which is way better than any title this world can give you. You can take that to the bank, whatever you're watching.
Yeah. I know. I'm hearing stories of, you know, when people are all in, and they're all focused on you know, what they do, the championship, and, you know, being a fighter, or, you know, being an NFL player, or those types of things. But when it's all done, who are you?
Yeah.
That's, you know, what happens after the game?
Yeah. So two people I met today. One, I was with a guy right now, tell me about, I didn't want to tell the camera this, that he was talking about his cancer and what was important to him, his family. And then I went to FanMark. And the owner there, I found out, who I know, you know, casually going in there for 20 years, he had a heart attack. And his daughter told me it was from stress from the church, like the problems of this. And like, I'm hearing all these things, and God keeps telling me and telling me, family, priorities, God, this, that. So I'm in, like I told you earlier, I'm in a reordering, like, okay, what, hold on a second, if I can come here and do this, if I could, I gotta spend time with God and then my family, you know, like my people, and make sure that and before I go to New Zealand and minister, before I go to whatever, or, you know, do my church, and so that's what I've been hearing, you know.
Yeah.
Are you ministering to your family?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my son's mom is just on a good one right now. She's out there in La La Land, and I have to pray, you know. You just have to pray, you know. She lost her father to drugs. Now she's on drugs. And it's just getting like, but God has strengthened me. But I also know when to step back and say, okay, I need to recharge the batteries for me, you know.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know, like, in ministry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just take on a lie. Oh, yeah, that guy will just, and then people just, like, want to call you just to, Gloria will take care of it.
Yes.
Okay, what can I do? Yeah. Like, I'm with you, but I'm getting these calls all day. And the other thing that kind of irks me, I'll get like 50 texts why people aren't coming to church. And some of them are valid, some of them are very invalid.
Yeah.
Bowling, my feet hurt, no cable, no gas, I'm hungry, I'm tired, training, it's not raining. I'm like, I'm here. What? You know?
All that's happened to me too.
Yeah, like, I'm a human, like, I got it. Mm-hmm. You know, and there are valid reasons why people miss, but,
right,
you know,
yeah,
like, show up, you know.
I heard that message, and I was like, you know, it actually kind of made me kind of tear up, actually, when you were talking about that part, because we don't realize, we love what we do so much, we love our God so much, it's not like work, you know, it's not like something that's like, oh my God, I gotta go do this, right? It's a part of our lives.
This is a blessing. For you to invite me, it's a blessing, because I get to talk, and I got my boy here, and we talk, and da-da-da. And hopefully we're reaching people. It's to glorify God. That's what the whole thing is about.
Yeah.
And it's not work. You're right. Yeah. But yeah. some people can
yeah.
put their ministry work or whatever,
yeah.
their status above God, like,
yeah.
and it's like, yeah. well, I get the,
yeah.
you don't get the glory, he does.
Yeah.
The one who created, that's the one who gives yeah. it to you.
And what was making me kind of tear up, and it was you know, making me emotional, was when you were saying that, see, what people don't realize about pastors is that we hear the negativity, that is probably all that comes to us. Yeah. And very rare, you know, on some certain occasions, do we hear the good testimonies.
I wish there was I'm going to create it. Get praise day. Praise report.
Yeah.
Friday. praise yeah, report yeah. Friday. I don't want to, don't yeah. call me unless it's a extreme emergency, but
yeah.
praise report Friday. Matter of yeah. fact, we'll start it this next Friday.
It's
praise
started.
Report Friday.
praise
Actually,
report.
Praise before Thursday. We'll do it in the beginning of the service.
Yeah.
Give me some good news.
Say
like
something good.
What did God do? God, come on. He's working in you. So we do it at our church. Sometimes I'm lazy. And mm-hmm. No, it's not that I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Okay, Gloria, mm-hmm. what's a blessing in your life? And what's a thorn? Thorn meaning like what's an ongoing thing you're struggling with? And tell me a blessing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, you know, whatever. And they just, we get them everybody up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it's a praise report. And it mm-hmm. gets people used to like witnessing, like, you know, like that.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we need so, yeah, guys.
Praise report. Give
take
us
care
a praise
of your pastors.
Report.
Yeah, tell them good stuff. Tell them the good things that are happening in your life. We don't want to just know the bad stuff.
Right, right.
We want to know the good things, too. Baby's born and you're happily married
I'm
and stuff like
you.
That, you know.
Yeah, give it to me. Give me all of it, good and the bad.
Yeah, it comes. It comes through pastoring. You get the good and you get the bad. The bad comes first, though.
So what I don't want to happen to happen to me is you become numb to tragedy and people saw, oh, man, I'm living in my car. Yeah, yeah, well, this guy's got this. But to that person, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But if I say, you know, Johnny over here has got 1 week to live,
yeah,
compare true. Your life to him, you're doing good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? But people don't want to hear that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're living in your car, go to hospice.
Yeah.
Go drive, just sit in the parking lot and feel yeah. the energy.
Yeah.
You'll see the body language of people, you know, like, oh, man, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that's when you know you're starting to get to burnout, when you start getting numb and, you know, you're not, you don't have that passion for
yeah.
each person's individual situation.
And I want to balance. Like, I want to be healthy. I got to keep my health, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm not healthy, then.
Yeah.
So getting that, so it's a restructuring this year, and people have to, in their walk too, like, you
yeah.
can't serve 7 days a week, like,
yeah.
here, oh, I'm serving here. So you can't, you have to have a Sabbath, you have to be with your family,
you
have to have alone time.
You do.
Many, few people have just quiet time, complete silence. It's hard
yeah.
for me, I got the TV, got the phone, got this, got the radio, the baby, you know, the cars, my kids got the music. When is there, like, complete silence?
Yeah.
And then when you get it,
mm-hmm.
it's hard because you get like, feel
oh
like a
God,
tweaker.
What do I do?
oh, it's too quiet, you know, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so true. It's good for you though, it's good to get out. And the beginning of the church is, it's like that, because it's like taking care of a baby and stuff.
No, I'm just looking at you at that there. I don't know, is it look at there or you?
hi, I see someone. Oh, it's Ask Nellie Johnson. Nellie Johnson is cool. She's a licensed marriage therapist.
Yeah, good. I need her. When I meet somebody, I want to hit her up.
yeah.
I want to do pre-counseling because I don't want another disaster.
I know. I hear you on that one. we got a little bit more time. We want to hear a little bit more about you. Share whatever. What do you want to share? What do you want?
I don't know, my life is just a trip. It's a journey. Like,
it is, yeah. Yours
it
is.
Like if you walk with God, you put your seatbelt on. It's boring. Hallelujah. It's not like that. When you really apply yourself and you say, okay, God, use me.
Yeah.
I'm at the Famar, blah, blah, blah. Boom. Conversation. This guy's
yeah.
loud too. Wow, we're talking to.
Yeah.
And just, God, okay, where you want me to go? And then you're like, okay, cool. Like, it's a journey. Like, it's fun. Like, it's exciting. It's
mm-hmm.
adventurous. It's like Indiana Jones
mm-hmm.
at Disneyland. You know, the ball's coming.
yeah.
Oh, God, how am I going to pay that bill? Whew, I got it. jet com, you know, like it's all that, you know.
Definitely.
It's dangerous. If you like danger, mm-hmm. there's romance. If you mm-hmm. can meet somebody, that's everything, you know.
Yeah, it is everything, yeah.
But like, you know, I was a good kid. Mm-hmm. I was into sports, and then I fell apart.
Yeah.
And I bit into the garbage.
Yeah.
The lies of the devil.
The lies.
The lies of the devil. And I was like, I'm all out for this guy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know it. Yeah, well, you walk up. By the way, when you're like tense and tough, like, you know, if you were that guy, you have to be that all the time. And it's real stressful. It's like, yeah, well. And then eventually you're going to meet another alpha, like, that's nuttier than you, you know. And you're like, oh, wait yeah. a minute. Who has nothing to lose. And, you know, like. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we're guys, we want to be tough, like, but mm-hmm. fast forward your life to 50, 60, 70. Mm-hmm. You're taking your medicine, mm-hmm. you want a meal, and you want a bed to sleep in, and you want to be by your family,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And, totally. And that's the reality of, like, could I have told you I would be here with you?
Mm-hmm.
But back then, no, you know? Mm-hmm. I was lost. Mm-hmm. And so people are savage right now, you know, just out there like, what, you know, and then you add chemicals to that too, like,
yeah,
and then they're doing like the weirdest things, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and but God tells us to pray for them, mm-hmm. and it's hard, especially if somebody's hurt you, mm-hmm. you have to pray for them, and the thing that helps me with that is the Bible says, the amount of forgiveness that you give, I'm going to give you,
right,
whoa, wait a minute,
yeah,
I need a lot of forgiving,
yeah.
And I get it, like, there are some really tragic things that happen to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process for some.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just like, hey, Gloria, I know, you, whatever, I forgive you. Some people can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody get murdered, the family, and the family goes, I forgive that person.
Yeah.
But for others, you know, there's just some really tragic stuff, and it's a progressive thing. God, I want to forgive this person. Help me. It's this is,
yeah.
But they took my son or this, my this, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's hard, but I don't know, it sounds repetitive, but I can't tell you, like, it's like the Holy Spirit filling me, like, it's real, like, it's mm-hmm. in my body, it's flowing through me, as the anger used to flow,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit is telling me, go tell these people, because I might not have another opportunity, so we keep telling everybody,
mm-hmm.
and then the Bible also says, mm-hmm. you'll be without, like, excuse,
mm-hmm.
like, you watch Gloria's show with the weird tattooed guy, you went to church 15 times. You went to the Rock. You went to the Bible study. Like, what's your excuse?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in America with phones and apps and this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot hide and say, well, I didn't know.
Mm-mm. Here's what I want to ask you. Do you have any regrets? What would be one of your regrets?
yeah, of course. Everybody has regrets. Yeah, everybody has regrets. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of really good opportunities. I could have been a football player. I had met some really beautiful women in my life that were like, you know, like, some of them remarried. I'm like, dang, you know, missed like, yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, this one's like super wealthy, doing really great. I'm like, oh, no, but, you know, yeah, there are regrets.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all that stuff got me to where I'm at.
Yeah.
Would I have done it differently? Would I have deleted some stuff? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
The way I treated my parents, myself, you know. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, is, like, you can't expect people to love others,
mm-hmm.
you know. They don't love themselves. So first, you say, God, and God says, I love you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive you. Forgive yourself. Okay, now I'm okay.
Yeah.
Feeling better. Now I can love on you and forgive you. But mm-hmm. somebody that's cold-hearted, how can they forgive you?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can they love themselves? I want to kill myself. I want this. I want drugs.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing all of that, you're not loving yourself. You're mm-hmm. saying, I'm not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. You know.
What is to you, what's loving yourself?
Find that God has worth in us.
Yeah.
We're created in the image of God. What does that mean? Like, he has a purpose for us.
Yeah.
And when you find your purpose, everyone's looking for, you know that song by U2? I still haven't found what I'm looking for. That's...
Yeah. Yeah,
we were going to play it at our church because The Rock played it, but our guy said no. But it's finding purpose. What are we here for?
Mm-hmm.
And then God says, okay, I have a purpose for you. I have a plan. If you follow it, it's going to be nice and smooth, but, mm-hmm. you know,
Yeah. Taking care of our temple, our body, our health.
Your health, just
all that stuff.
You know, and then
what you do jiu-jitsu, right?
Well, you know, I do a few things. Yeah, I'm 50 years old. I started when I'm 50. Oh my God, I'm a blue belt right now. Shout out to 99 Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
Eduardo Tellis, Pichalinga, and Paulino, all the instructors there, great guys, and all the 99 guys.
Uh-huh.
And it's helped me health-wise, it's helped me to relax, it's helped me to, defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the purpose for me is for calmness. I sleep well. It's good camaraderie, and I like it a lot. You should try it. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Yeah, yeah. We have women in there too. Yeah.
I know.
They get down.
I'm scared of all the rolling around.
I know. It's a little intimidating, but you just kind of like it. And you're walking faith. It's like you start out, you don't know what you're doing. You don't have to put the belt on. You put the jacket on backwards. The gi, sweating. You thought, I can't do this. Here I am a year later. Now I'm a blue belt. Wait a minute. White, blue, purple, brown, black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every black belt started as a white belt.
True, that's true. So. Good stuff right there. That's good stuff. Good. Throwing out all those good gold nuggets, Taz.
Gold, is that like a shout out or gold nugget? What is
yeah,
that?
That's oh. like good.
Yeah, and good to my sponsors, USC Trojans, to my boy Yogi Berto, Foundation Church, Miles McPherson, Tommy Mosley, all the guys that helped me along the way, all the guys that came to prison to teach me about the Bible, all the guys in the county jail who picked me up after I got out, and my mom, my family who stuck by me even though I was just
Yeah.
In Italian we say stunato, stupido, like dummy, like just living the wrong life,
Yeah.
You know who showed me a lot of love? My mom.
Your mom?
My dad was like, got ducked. My mom was like, she just kept loving me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I want for you. And that's what God does. He just kept showing me grace.
Yeah,
she was angry, but she just kept showing me love.
Moms love their sons, that's for sure.
Oh my God. She's a soldier.
Awesome.
She's a soldier.
That's good. It's been so great having you. We still got some more time if you want to keep talking. But we got Yogi here in the house.
Yeah, Yogi. Yogi's got the questions. Got the cue cards. My boy Yogi. He's a good dude. Look for him at Foundation Church. He's a good guy. He's a soldier. Yeah.
You single? Are you single, Yogi?
I am. It's a weird relationship. I'm still married,
mm-hmm.
but we're separated. We've been separated, so it's like. But I am single.
Okay.
I'm not really looking right now though, because I gotta still. I'm working on my relationship with God first. So
okay.
Like I went to the
ask Nelly. She's gonna get you on that one, because she's like, oh no, if he's still married, he ain't single.
Yeah, Nelly, book an appointment with him, and then book me right after.
I guess I'm married. That's why. I mean, I don't date or nothing. Like I just went to the movies right now by myself. I went to go watch a movie. Looked like. I came back, which I'm okay.
And that's why
that.
I'm inviting him down here, because I knew he was in this area. I'm like, hey, just for 1 hour, I don't know if he's getting anything out of this, but you're at least around fellowship and people.
Yeah,
definitely. I don't know, maybe he was home watching TV or something.
This is good. So, you guys, I always tell you that I love the before and after conversations and stuff with people. And, when we were off camera, Taz was telling me, some other stuff that. He was in the hospital visiting people. He was praying with people. A lot of tragedy going on in lives and, with situations in people's lives and stuff. And it's never ending for, someone who loves, to help people out, somebody who's walking with Christ. You have the answer to what people are looking for. Now, we're not God, so we can't always be that person. We can't think that we're God and meet everybody's needs, because it's just impossible.
Right.
There has to be a set apart time that we're like you said, you've got to get to our priorities in order, what you're doing, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I also am around zillions of family. I live in Logan Heights, and we own the whole block. you know? And my sister's house is like the house to go to, and zillions of nieces and nephews, and, you know, like, it's just like, you know, and I'm the kind of person that likes to get a little bit of nature and, you know, walk my dog on the beach.
I'm about ready to get a wig. I want to get a peluca. I'll get a little tilted brim, toupee, and just kind of off to the side here. Yeah, but you know, it's just, that's one day at a time. That's all.
Yeah,
one day at a time. And that's what I told the guy tonight that I was talking to about. He's talking about cancer, chemo, and I'm like, brother, like, we're all on the same path. You know, like, nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. Nobody.
Yeah.
And I said, just, you know, and he's, as he was tearing up, this is a 50 something year old man, that, you know, just keep living life this best. You know, one day at a time. We take it one day at a time. God's in control. He got you.
Yeah.
Let go of the wheel, and you're co-piloting, and all you got to do is say, God, are we good? Yeah, you're good. Well, we landing? Yeah, we landing.
Good.
And, you know, and then just enjoy the ride, enjoy life, make the most of it. Life is short, make the most of it.
Yeah, totally. So, in ending, Taz, what would be the very last thing that you would want to say to end with? What would be something that
there's a couple things. One, I want to hire you as my agent because you keep calling me a celebrity, a movie star. Get that on the record. That put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only hope we have. If you take God out of the equation, what hope do we have? What do you have? Nothing. Then it's money, this, then go make as much money, do it as dirty as possible, sleep around, do drugs, do all this stuff, and just live it up, because then it's an eternal, like, it doesn't matter if you believe in hell or heaven. It's going down. There's God. He's a real God. You can deny it all you want. We're all going to face a judgment day. When is that day? We don't know. And so for our job as Christians is to live it out and then reach people as disciples. Say, hey, brother, sister, brother, I went through, this is my testimony, this is my own life, yours is different, but you're going to be able to reach people I can't. Gloria can reach people, Jose can reach people, I can reach people, but as a common core of the body of Christ, and then we assemble together, and we talk about our plays, we get the sermon, we get fed, we get lifted, and then imagine if the church just starts to dwindle, three people, four people, two, one, it's just like you, me and you. But you ever hear worship when the whole church is doing it, and then the band cuts it out, and it's just the congregation, it's what, man, it's like,
it's
powerful. God is powerful, God is loving, God is mercy, but there's a day of judgment coming. A lot of churches don't preach that. You gotta slide, God, come as you are, he's gonna meet you where you are, but he's gonna change you. He's gonna change your heart. You're not gonna want to do that stuff. And so that, put your trust in Jesus Christ. That's the whole, if I could say one thing, that's it. And get right with God.
Amen.
And enjoy your life. Make the best of every day.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I think people say, it was in the hospital actually. It said, most people's regrets are for things that they didn't do, not things that they did.
Yeah.
And that's powerful. I should have went here. I should have went to Glorious. I should have spent more time with that. I should have spent more time with my family. I should have called my mom. You know?
Yeah.
So that's it. That's a wrap.
All right. Thanks. That's a good note to end on. Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Right.
You're awesome. So with that said, you guys, remember, go visit Foundation Church. You got Chris Cyborg is going to go visit the
church. This Thursday, January 17th, 6 to 8 p.m., First Presbyterian Church, 320 Date Street. Please show up. She's a great person, great testimony, and free pizza from Milo's.
With that said, peace out, you guys.
Peace.
Bye.